Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Scott Roeder, guilty of the crime of first-degree murder.
Juror number one, is that your verdict?
Yes, it is.
Juror number two, is that your verdict?
Yes, it is.
Juror number three, is that your verdict?
Yes, it is.
The court has determined that the 12 jurors deliberating have reached a unanimous verdict. I will accept your verdict in order that it be filed of record.
That's the bailiff reading the verdict in the trial of Scott Roeder, the man convicted Friday of killing Wichita abortion doctor George Tiller, and District Judge Warren Wilbert entering the verdict into the record. They say first-degree murder, and that's life in prison. There's a possibility of parole, of course. But many who have been watching this trial say that Scott Roeder, if given the opportunity to do so, will do it again. He will kill another abortionist. Was it the right verdict? We'll be talking about that verdict here in the first half hour of this hour of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll spend 20 minutes this hour talking with Tom Brekka of the Thomas More Pro-Life Law Center about first-degree murder conviction of Scott Roeder, and then audio open lines for the rest of today's program. The question there, if you were one of those missionaries in Haiti finding orphans and children on the street, what would you do with them? The missionaries that are in question, they put them in a bus and they tried to take them to the Dominican Republic. And they were promptly stopped at the border and arrested and are awaiting a hearing. Was that the right thing to do? What would you do with Haitian children and orphans? I want your answer to that question in about 20 minutes here on Issues Etc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you can Twitter us at @IssuesETC. Tom Brekka is chief counsel for the Thomas More Society Pro-Life Law Center based in Chicago. He joins us to talk about Friday's first-degree murder conviction of Scott Roeder for killing Wichita abortion clinic Dr. George Tiller. Tom, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. Glad to be with you.
Your general reaction to Scott Roeder's conviction?
Well, it's a very sad, tragic thing, frankly, that, you know, somebody of a deep pro-life conviction, which Mr. Roeder professed, would himself turn to violence. And I have to tell you, Todd, I wasn't terribly surprised to hear that the jury voted to convict him, and they did so only after, I think, less than an hour of deliberation. What I read about the trial was that he had testified that he'd gone out and bought a firearm, that he'd purchased ammunition, that he'd gone out and done target practice, that he more or less cased the joint by going into this church one or more occasions before the shooting, and then on the day of the killing, he went right up to Mr. Tiller, who was an usher at the church, put the firearm right to his forehead and pulled the trigger. I can't think of a clearer case, really, of a first-degree murder. I say that, although, of course, I'm a pro-life lawyer and have defended pro-life people around the country for over two decades, up to the U.S. Supreme Court several times. But I think there are just other ways that we have to fight this battle than by doing precisely what we oppose, which is killing. And even if it's somebody like Dr. Tiller, it's just wrong to in my book. And it's just, I'm sorry, I wish I might have known this fellow and could have talked to him and talked him into trying to save lives. Otherwise, there's so many ways to do it without doing the harm to the pro-life movement that he did by this terrible act, I think.
The defense would like to have had the jury given the opportunity to consider a voluntary manslaughter conviction. The judge, Warren Wilbert, did not permit the jury the option of that particular verdict. What are your thoughts there?
Well, people asked me about this before the trial really got underway, and my view at the time was that this should be viewed not as justifying a deliberate killing. What the judge did in his early ruling was say that he wouldn't throw that defense out, that as a manslaughter, it's really not a defense, it's just a lower degree of the crime, that he wouldn't bar the jury from considering that unless and until he heard the evidence. The classic manslaughter situation, at least in the old days, they used to say when the husband comes home and finds his wife, you know, in flagrante delicto with another fellow. Of course, it could work the other way, too. The point is that you're, at that moment, overtaken by an overwhelming emotion or passion that impairs your reason. But what I read about the evidence at the trial was that no such evidence was introduced. On the contrary, the evidence was that this was clearly thought out, planned and executed in detail, rehearsed by prior visits to the vestibule and the interior of that church. It was anything but the kind of emotionally charged, impassioned action that normally would trigger the, well, trigger is a bad word here, isn't it? That normally would call for the jury to have the choice to convict for manslaughter. So I guess I wasn't surprised either to hear that the jury was not permitted to consider a manslaughter defense.
I'd like your reaction to something that Dave Leach, an anti-abortion activist from Des Moines, Iowa, said in the press. He said, the whole nation has seen a trial where the justification of force to stop abortion has been expressed, and for a brief window, the very idea that force might be justified to stop abortion was taken seriously, and that has been enough to encourage pro-lifers and scare pro-deathers. Your response to that?
Well, I'm sorry. I think Mr. Leach does terrible harm to our movement, which is a movement, a Christian movement, that looks to persuade people and bring them around to convert them to our viewpoint that each and every human life, even Dr. Tiller's, is sacred from the moment of conception until a natural death. And that's the only way we're going to win this battle. If we expect to win by force, and here, of course, he's referring to by force of arms with instruments that kill human beings. I mean, to me, that puts us in the same position as the folks that we're trying to reach out to and the abortionist who uses the vacuum suction machine or the instruments of abortion, which are killing instruments themselves. I think there is a role for force, but it's the force of ideas that we want to use, and that's what changes minds and can transform a society. I think if we feel we've got to turn to guns, you know, to win this battle, I think we've lost it. So respectfully, I disagree with Mr. Leach.
Many people on the pro-choice side, perhaps because of deep frustration, say Scott Roeder is simply being consistently pro-life by taking the life of one to save the life of many others. And they would say you should be arguing that his action was justifiable homicide. How would you respond to them?
Well, to Todd, the justifiable homicide defense is different than manslaughter, First of all, to say that there's justification means that there's no crime. And just to clarify, manslaughter means there's a crime, but it's not as serious as the deliberate killing of a first-degree homicide, as the jury found here. You know, if there was evidence of an impassioned action that wasn't reported, I wasn't at the trial, that should be brought up on a post-verdict motion to correct that error. But from what I could see, there was no such thing. And, you know, the idea that he saved more lives by killing Dr. Tiller, I respectfully disagree. I think that approach puts off, delays the return of the pro-life regime in America because it harms our cause. It gives us a bad name. It reduces us to the level of the abortionists because we kill. So I'm sorry. I think you save more lives by doing pro-life activism the right way, by going to the clinic in prayer or in peaceful attempts to offer women alternatives so they could save their children and raise them to adulthood. I just don't think that this is a life-saving thing at all, and it falls into the trap of our opponents to reduce our pro-life rhetoric to that level, the level of advocating killing. I respectfully disagree, Todd, with that suggestion.
Tom Brekka is our guest. He's chief counsel for the Thomas More Society Pro-Life Law Center based in Chicago. We're talking about Friday's first-degree murder conviction of Scott Roeder for the killing of Wichita abortion clinic Dr. George Tiller. When we come back, a few more minutes with Tom Brekka. And then audio open lines. I want to know, what would you do with Haitian children and orphans if you found them there on the streets in Haiti? Would you try and get them to the Dominican Republic like the Baptist missionaries did? Your answers, audio open lines in about 10 minutes.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Monday afternoon, February the 1st. We're coming to you live. We're talking with Tom Brekka, Chief Counsel for the Thomas More Society Pro-Life Law Center in Chicago, about George Tiller's now convicted murder, first-degree murder, was the actual sentence. Tom, as a pro-life lawyer, what can be done legally and peacefully to protect the unborn?
Well, thank you very much. That's the kind of question I live for, because there's so much that can be done, and a lot of folks need to know about these things, that you can go to the clinic either alone or with a group and just stand there and bear witness to the sanctity of life. You can hold a sign. You can just bow your head in prayer. And by doing that, you show to those folks who are headed there, many of whom are in what folks refer to as crisis pregnancies, where, especially in this time when folks and families are in economic distress, you know, if they see a sign that they should save their child, preserve its life, that sign can be of huge, incalculable importance. And how many times we've heard stories from women who changed their minds and bore their children, and that it was because somebody was there at the clinic that made them feel that they weren't terribly alone, isolated, alienated, and overwhelmed. Somebody who offered a gesture of support, and pro-life pregnancy centers proliferated in recent years. So many opportunities to give financial aid, to furnish baby clothes, to just that gesture of support can be so significant.
Would you represent a client like Scott Roeder? And if so, what kind of legal advice would you give him?
Well, that's a tough one, Todd. We hold our doors open to anybody who professes to be pro-life. But, you know, he was ably represented from what I could tell. I would certainly not let him go to trial without any legal counsel, and if I was the last resort. But I certainly would have difficulty arguing, as he insisted, that this was, number one, justified. And if he did suffer from some overwhelming passion and emotion that compelled him in some way to shoot or kill, I mean, I would have a hard time. I would look for expert witnesses to examine him and see if, in fact, there was something there that apparently was not brought out the way this case was tried. But I mean, you know, it is our duty as lawyers to make sure that everybody has a defense. And so I can't say I wouldn't represent him. Frankly, I would not want to present the defense that he did, which I really don't believe in.
On the whole, then, looking back on this, not only the murder, but also the conviction of the murderer here, do you think this has been a significant setback for the pro-life movement, the killing of George Tiller?
Well, I think it has been a significant setback. I don't see any way that it could be varnished in a more attractive coloring. You know, the folks who run Operation Rescue now have condemned this killing. They're very concerned that they're going to be put under investigation now, and the other side is beating the drum, saying that, you know, he didn't act alone. He had been in touch with folks at Operation Rescue. You know, so yes, I mean, it does set us back. And yes, that is significant. But there are so many positive things going on now in the pro-life movement that this should not be viewed in a disproportionate way. The polls show that young people especially are, you know, can't be lied to. They know the truth. As a young woman said just 2 days ago at a pro-life meeting we had here in Chicago or the suburbs, you know, when young children see pictures of aborted babies, nobody can tell them it's not a baby, because you can't lie to kids. They see it and they know it. And that's why she said so many young people now are increasingly and fervently pro-life. I was at the March for Life this year and was astounded to read in the Washington Post an article by a fellow who said he was pro-choice, pro-abortion, and he went out to look at the march to see how irrelevant it was, and he said he was quite shocked. It wasn't irrelevant. It made a big impact on him because he couldn't believe the surging masses of young pro-life people coming up Constitution Avenue to demonstrate in front of the Supreme Court for overturning Roe v. Wade. And indeed, the polls show more than 50% of folks now answer to the label pro-life. So I think the tide is indeed turning here. And, you know, Dr. Tiller should be seen for what he was, and it was not a pretty sight. He did late-term abortions in a facility that had a smokestack that invited irresistibly comparisons to Dachau and Auschwitz. And, you know, instead now the other side sees him and elevates him to the status of martyr. And, yes, that's a significant setback, but I don't think it's enough to stem the tide. That's a swelling tide of pro-life sentiment that's sweeping across the country. So we remain optimistic, and I think we'll prevail, I trust.
Tom Brekka is chief counsel for the Thomas More Society Pro-Life Law Center based in Chicago. You'll find a link to the Thomas More Society at our website, issuesetc.org. Tom, thank you very much for your good work and for your time this afternoon.
Todd, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.